This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday, and it's going to be such a great night tonight. I'm excited. We're going to talk about the TikTok band. Oh, what should you think about that? What do I think about it? We'll open the show discussing that. We're going to discuss standards of living going down, another GOP Senate primary disappointment. It is the four-year anniversary of COVID lockdowns. We'll even probably do some fun, funny, maybe sad phone calls next hour. Don't bother calling yet. We're going to make fun of Grandma Vodka, talk about yet another general getting rich from the system, and Katie Britt says she's being criticized because she's a woman. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And I should note, tonight, even though I don't really do remotes, you know, that's not my thing. I don't like to go outside and do a show from the used car dealership. Why? Because it sounds bad. Tonight, we just felt it was necessary to do our show from Haiti. I'm kidding. We're not in Haiti right now. I'm not in the mood for barbecue. Anyway, Haiti's going bad, but let's talk about that another time. Let's deal, one, with the story of the day. The story, the headlines read, well, here's a headline right here. The House passes bill to ban TikTok unless the app is bought by a U.S. company. All right, let's go ahead and make sure we do this right off the bat. I'm much more understanding of this now that I'm old and I don't understand the language my kids use and technology they use. Remember, for the older folks out there, I realize there are all kinds of older people on TikTok, but TikTok is a social media app. It's one that puts little mini videos on your phone. On your phone, you can look at little mini funny videos, or I'm assuming food. Are there a bunch of food videos on there, Chris? I'm assuming so. Probably hot chicks. Those are always on there. They're not chicks and food and travel, I'm sure. Anything visual, I'm sure you can find a video of it on TikTok. As you can tell, I'm not on there. I refuse to be on there. It's horrible Chinese garbage spyware that rots your brain. Nevertheless, I know people are on there, and I'm not judging you if you are. So again, here's the headline. The House passes a bill to ban TikTok. And the vote was not even close. 352-65. Those were the results earlier today when the United States House of Representatives met to, quote, ban TikTok. Except you understand that's not what it is. They're making this Chinese company called ByteDance sell TikTok. Okay. All right. So how should you think about this? Well, pause on all this for a moment. I want you to walk with me through something. You'll figure out in about 5 seconds where I'm going with this, but just stay with me. Just stay with me. You know I live and die for food, right? Mostly white trash food and unhealthy things. I realize that, but you know I live and die for food. So let's say I get word that they're building a new restaurant a block from my house. I can walk there. I don't even have to drive. I just walk down to this restaurant and I get excited about it. Right? Ooh, yeah, it's going to be a good new restaurant. And they open it up and it's a little Mexican joint. Kind of little joint where it pays to speak Spanish as I do. And the kind of joint where you may or may not get sick. And I go in there the first night and I order the enchiladas. It's one of my go-to orders in a Mexican restaurant. I order the enchiladas. I go home after eating. Oh, gosh, those were good enchiladas. And boom, sick, food poisoning. For 24 hours, I'm puking my guts out. All right. So that's not good. It's not good. But again, it's a block from the house. So I tell myself I'm never going back. But in a couple weeks, okay, they had a bad night. Right. A little bit of botulism between friends. What's the big deal? And I go back. And this time I get the quesadillas. I'm a huge quesadillas is how we say it, Chris. Anyway, I get the quesadillas. Again, sick. Sick as a dog. Next time, I wait 6 months. I'm never going back, ever. That's it. And then I decide, I didn't have the queso. I bet they do a good chips and queso. Maybe the tacos. We haven't even tried the tacos. Okay, one more time. Okay, they screwed up a couple times. And I go back a third time. That night, sick. Puking my guts out, 24 hours. So a year later, they advertise the same restaurant that they have shrimp tacos now. It's a special. Shrimp tacos are out. Sorry, Chris, you won't be able to partake, but I will. Shrimp tacos are out. Is it smart for me to go down to that restaurant? Now, if you say it's not smart, maybe I would argue back and say, what do you mean it's not smart? Did you not hear what I just said? Shrimp tacos. I'm sure they have some kind of tequila lime sauce they're putting on the shrimp tacos. And you're probably sitting there staring at the radio right now saying, no, idiot. You just got sick as a dog from there every time you've gone. Why would you even consider it? And so I will say back to you, no, but you don't understand shrimp tacos. And you would say back to me, no, but you don't understand. You get sick there and you see what the problem is. We are discussing two very, very, very different things, but we think we're discussing the same thing. We are not. You can't get a good meal from that Mexican restaurant, no matter how good it sounds, because it's a bad restaurant and everything that comes out of it makes you sick. So it doesn't matter what the newest thing is, what the newest menu item is. Hey, it's buy three tacos, get two free Fridays. It doesn't matter because everything that comes out of the restaurant is bad. The United States government is bad. It is. It doesn't mean America is bad. It doesn't mean that all is lost. It doesn't mean any of those things. But you know what? Let's just specifically make it about the United States Congress. The United States Congress is bad. It is a place where evil people and cowards work. The United States Congress has not passed a bill, I don't think, in my lifetime, that was just good. Even the tax cut bills usually have a bunch of crap in it. And let's just set all those aside. How evil have the last 10, 20 bills been that passed through the House of Representatives? Yet all of them today came together 352-65, and they voted in favor of cracking down on TikTok. And again, just like the shrimp, we're probably talking about two different things because I hate TikTok. I won't have it. I don't have an account. No one in my family is allowed to have an account. I will be honest with you. And again, I'm not passing judgment. I do all kinds of things I shouldn't do either. I wish not a single one of you got it. I wish TikTok would go away. Every American would give it up. I'm fine actually with even banning it. Did you know that? I'm fine with banning it. I prefer not because the government can't ever do that, right? But I'm fine if you could ever present some kind of clean ban for it. However, that doesn't mean I'm fine with what happened today. Why? Because I've been to this restaurant before. That's why. And look, I understand how they're selling it. Here's Ashley Hinson, congresswoman out of, Indiana? Iowa, sorry.
What if on election day, TikTok sent out an alert saying our elections were canceled? We must act now. Today, we're sending a message to the CCP that we are going to deflate the 140 million spy balloons that they have installed on American phones. We must act and pass this bill today. Thank you. I yield back.
That sounds important. Gosh, it's a matter of national security. I wonder, though, Thomas Massie, in fact, I have a list of all the congressmen who voted against this, and wow, it's a really great list, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of Thomas Massies on here. A lot of Andy Biggs is on here. Dan Bishop, North Carolina. It's almost a who's who of the best congressmen there are. What did Thomas Massie have to say about today?
If it's just banning TikTok and ByteDance and copies of that, why does it need to be 13 pages long? And I know they say it doesn't ban it. It forces divestiture of the company. This sounds like when American companies try to do business in third world countries and a dictator says, well, you can do business here. You just got to give me your company. And now you can continue to do business. We wouldn't let another country take over Ford Motor Company for selling Ford cars in their country. Yet that's what we're wanting to do here.
The United States Congress, as it's currently constituted, is not capable of producing a law that's anything other than bad. As we've said many times, and obviously it's not my saying, you cannot get good fruit from a bad tree. You cannot get a good meal from a bad Mexican restaurant, and you cannot get a good law out of the United States Congress. It's not possible. All right? Don't fall in love with the title. Ban TikTok! We look around and say, yeah, that sounds good. And then we dig into the bill and we say, oh no, the restaurant sold us bad tacos again. All right. You know where you're never, ever, ever going to get bad tacos? My Pillow. Part of the reason is they don't sell tacos at all. As you know, they sell they sell pillows and slippers and stuff like that. But another reason is Mike Lindell would never do that to you because Mike Lindell has only the highest quality products made in the USA. Maybe that's the best part of My Pillow. It's your first stop, not your last stop, your first stop. When you need anything, pillows and jammies, and they have Giza Dream Sheets on sale right now, I should note. Huge sale, $59.98 on Giza Dream Sheets for a queen size set. My slippers, 60% off. And again, made in the US of A. That's how we put our money where our morals are. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you it is hump day, and also reminding you you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all these things are welcome in the email inbox, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. Did you hear Grandma Vodka today? There's a reason we call her Grandma Vodka. She's had many of these moments. I believe Nancy Pelosi is enjoying her later years. She's enjoying them a lot.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
What in the world? These are the idiots who run the country. Gosh, I can't stand it. And look, back to what we were talking about. Maybe you think that sounds contrarian. But listen, Congress has violated your trust and my trust over and over and over again. Do you genuinely think that the scumbags who've trashed this country for how long, that they all got together and they just decided just today to do the right thing, guys. That today they decided, you know what? I have spent my time destroying America. I have spent my time telling people about the white supremacist in chief. My name's Cori Bush.
Republicans have used the special counsel's report to further their longstanding efforts to re-elect the former white supremacist in chief, Donald Trump.
That was yesterday. But today, as Cori Bush, I am mostly concerned with America and protecting America from those dirty Chi-Coms. And so, yes, yesterday I was making comments about Donald Trump being the white supremacist in chief. And yes, I've dedicated every waking moment of my professional life to destroying the United States of America, which I hate. But today, and only today, I have decided that this bill, it protects America. Do you really believe that? Come on. Come on. Do you really believe Nancy Pelosi is on the floor of the House fighting hard to protect you from the Chi-Coms?
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
I'm sorry. I can't. Chris, that one might have to be on the soundboard. Chris, please. Can we play it on the soundboard more than once? Can we get it on there permanently for a month? Can I have a month with it? Chris. Tic-tac-toe, a winner.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner. A winner.
I love it. Oh, gosh. All right, stop. Focus. Let's deal with some other things. All right. Along these same lines, I want to remind everyone about something. The people, all the people who voted for this today, all of them, every one of them, they're all the people you're listening to right now.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
No, I know Janet Yellen didn't vote today. I'm just talking about the liars and the people who tell you this is great today.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is it's going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this.
Don't worry. Inflation was transitory. Today, here's what they say.
In 2021, though, you did say that inflation was transitory. Do you regret saying that now?
I regret saying it was transitory.
Yesterday, these people, the TikTok ban people, they told you the vaccine stops the transmission.
Vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission.
My gut feeling is that these vaccines prevent infection and therefore will prevent transmission.
The vaccine not only prevents people from getting sick.
Today, they're telling you it does not do that.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
Today, they tell you they're protecting you by forcing ByteDance to divest from TikTok. I wonder what they'll have to turn around and tell us tomorrow about the same thing. The people who have lied to your face about every single thing for the entirety of your life did not wake up today and decide to start telling the truth. Come on. You may have been born at night. It wasn't last night. You cannot get good fruit from a bad tree. This Congress cannot possibly pass a law that is good. A body this evil cannot produce good. It's not humanly possible. You don't even have to go read it to know. Anything with this kind of bipartisan support is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Oh, and one more thing. You know what? I'm going to get into this one more thing in a moment, but before I do that, we're about to rant on American companies. I need to stress this. I'm about to go on a little brief rant on American companies. American companies coordinating with evil law enforcement agencies like the FBI. We must choose to divest ourselves from American companies who hate our guts. You should be divesting from Verizon, from AT&T, from T-Mobile. You should not use these companies ever. These companies despise you. They work hand in hand with the government who hates you. They hand over your data every chance they get. They take the money you send them every month and they spend it on causes you despise. Why not spend your cell phone money with a company that who loves you? That's Pure Talk. Pure Talk's CEO is a veteran. America is so important to Pure Talk that they hire Americans. Americans who speak English. Customer service right here in America. Switch to Pure Talk. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. They're giving out free brand new Samsung 5G smartphones. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right. So all right, obviously I'm not pro TikTok. I'm anti-Congress. Those are two different things. But as long as we're discussing social media and the dangers and things like that, let's have a discussion. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to walk down memory lane next hour. Just a heads up, do not call yet. Do not call yet. But something I want you to start brewing on in your mind. It's been about 3 weeks. Chris told me since we've taken a phone call, so we're going to do one. Today is the four-year anniversary of this.
We're announcing new guidelines for every American to follow over the next 15 days. As we combat the virus, each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
4 years ago today, that was announced, and America changed forever because of the insane idea that you stop your country when it gets sick. So I want to ask you something, and it does not have to be serious. In fact, this is not one of those shows where I'm going to ask you for some horrible life-altering story about what happened to you during lockdowns. Here's what I want from you tonight, and no, don't call yet, but we'll probably do it next hour. I want to know, what was the dumbest, most insane COVID measure you saw or personally experienced? I know, look, we've all had crazy things. They took down the outdoor basketball hoops in my town. Like, I know. What was the dumbest and or most insane thing you saw from back then? And then you can rant about whatever as long as you get right to the point. Anyway, so we're going to be celebrating that anniversary, that four-year anniversary next hour and more. But I just want to remind everyone about the whole TikTok thing, the social media thing. I'm not being dismissive at all about TikTok. I know. Let me save you the email. I know TikTok is bad. I know it is Chinese controlled. I do not have it. I do not allow it in my home. It is something that is absolutely banished from my life. I understand the evils of TikTok. I know. I also understand the evils of my government. And I'll tell you what else I understand. I understand that Hunter Biden had a laptop. So I'm not changing the subject. I'm really not. Stay with me. Stay with me here. You already know the story, but just we're going to go through this again. Hunter Biden had a laptop. On this laptop, Hunter Biden had recorded picture and video virtually every crime he's ever committed, from his financial crimes to his various crimes with drugs and or ladies of the night around the planet. Hunter Biden recorded every felony he's ever committed, and he kept those felonies on his laptop. Hunter Biden, because he's the criminal genius that he is, takes the laptop into a laptop repairman saying, "Hey, I think this has a virus." No, Hunter, that would probably be you. Anyway, the guy says, okay, he takes it in, and then Hunter Biden, of course, never shows back up for his laptop. Well, they have policies at these laptop repair centers that all say, hey, after so much time, your laptop becomes my laptop. You can't just leave it here forever or it becomes mine. So the guy takes possession of it, starts going through it, and sees that Hunter Biden, wow, he's committed a lot of crimes. Just stay with me. This is coming back to TikTok. This gentleman then makes a copy of it. He takes it to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, after receiving documented video evidence of the multiple felonies committed by Hunter Biden, they took the laptop and they hid it so nothing would come out. The investigative team buried the story. The gentleman who found the laptop got a mysterious audit from the IRS during all this time. Again, your IRS, my IRS, went and audited this guy. Then, because the FBI was wiretapping Rudy Giuliani's phone, they happened to find out a year later, leading up to the election, that the New York Post was going to run a story on it, because the guy who originally had the laptop, who turned it into the FBI, figured out the FBI wasn't doing anything with it, and so he went to the press so the media could run with it. The media got possession, the New York Post, of the verified, documented laptop. They then were going to run a story. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the federal law enforcement arm, upon finding out that they were going to have a story printed that made Hunter Biden look bad, Joe Biden look bad, and would possibly cost Joe Biden the election, the FBI, in response to that, then went to Facebook and they said to the largest social media company out there, hey, there's some story coming about Hunter Biden. It's Russian disinformation. You better censor that. And the FBI said, yes, sir. Anything else you need? So the Federal Bureau of Investigation coordinates with Facebook domestically to destroy my First Amendment rights, to ensure that another communist wins an election and Donald Trump loses, and you expect me to wake up today and think TikTok is the height of all evil? Oh, I know. I hate TikTok. I'm not pushing for TikTok at all. But my own companies and my own federal law enforcement arm have declared war on me equally. Chris, do you have that Mark Zuckerberg audio, the Mark Zuckerberg, Joe Rogan audio where he admits to all this? Because I can see the norms and normas out there or the communists who hate listen, rolling their eyes and acting like I'm some kind of deranged conspiracy theorist. Nothing I just said is a conspiracy theory. In fact, all of it's documented. Yeah, go ahead and play it, Chris. Go ahead and play it. This was Mark Zuckerberg, big cheese at Facebook. Rogan asked him about it.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did said
we got it. You get the gist. You heard what he said. Hey, there's going to be some Russian disinformation. Hey, the Russians were heavily involved in last election. Then, hey, Facebook, it's the FBI. Hey, we just got word. You're not going to believe this. Next week, there's going to be a big story drops about Hunter Biden being a felon, and it makes Joe Biden look really bad and whatever. Either way, you should know that's the Kremlin, guys. So censor that. That happened in your country, in my country, and not a single person who was involved in what I just said is rotting in prison today. Nobody. And yet I'm supposed to believe today that all these people found their patriotism and just want to protect liberty in the people. Nope. Sorry. I do not believe it. I do not believe it at all. None of these people care anything about this country. All right. Enough. We're going to move on and talk about some other things. Jesse, I know we're fighting communists. I know we have to fight more like them, but as a father, I wouldn't want either party using my daughter's death in ads, talk about the dangers, recite stats, but leave my daughter out of it. If they got permission from the parents, I would feel better about it. He's talking about all the ads the GOP's currently running, and there are many, about Lake and Riley, that feature Lake and Riley, that young woman, that 22-year-old woman who was killed by an illegal in Georgia. How should you feel about it? How do I feel about it? Well, let's talk about that. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are going to get to some calls next hour about, and remember what the theme's going to be. You can go ahead and start calling. It's fine. 877-377-4373. Today is the four-year anniversary of 15 days to slow the spread, where the United States of America lost its collective freaking mind and destroyed itself. And I don't want to forget, and I don't want you to forget. So tonight, I want to know the most ridiculous, insane things you remember that were done in the name of COVID. Maybe it happened to you and your school and your work, wherever it is. Let it all out. And you don't have to be angry about it. What can we do but look back and laugh, right? 877-377-4373. Now back to this question here really quickly. Guy wrote, emailed in, look, Lake and Riley, you know the story by now. Beautiful young woman in Georgia goes out for a jog, gets murdered by an illegal. Since then, Republicans have done, well, what I always criticize Democrats for doing after a mass shooting. They jumped on it. They use the emotions of the nation, and they're using that death to push forward. And the dad said, hey, I'd feel uncomfortable with this if it was my daughter's death. If it was my daughter's death, I'd feel uncomfortable with this. And so this is all I'm going to say about this. I also would not want my son to be used in that way. However, I don't think I want to put myself in anybody's shoes, because what if those poor parents, what if that poor family feels like that's the only chance they have at getting justice for their baby girl who they just lost? So if that's the parent's choice, if the family has made that choice, then I support them 100%. The family gets to say. The family gets to say. The reason I've never liked jumping on things is I always think only about the family. That is a time when families need prayer and family and friends and support. And it's not a time where they need a bunch of politicians and publications and TV cameras and things like that. It's just not the time for that. It's a time to mourn and to come together and start to heal and be sad for a while. But if that's a decision the family has made, and I saw that they were hanging out with Trump, that Trump, of course, invited them on, and they were hanging out with Trump. And if that's something that makes them feel good and makes them feel like they have a chance for justice, then good for them and good for Trump. Good for them. I personally would not want to, but it's not my call because it wasn't my kid. Now, 4 years ago today, I'm not going to let it go. I'm never going to let this go. I learned so much about America. Much of it, most of it, I didn't want to know, but I'm glad I know. I learned so much more about propaganda, too. Propaganda is this thing, it's treated as a dirty word. And of course, it kind of is an ugly concept, right? What is the concept behind propaganda? Well, you start pushing out information in a bunch of different ways to get the public to either change their mind about something or believe something, and usually something that's not necessarily true. So it's kind of deceitful and ugly, and we don't like the sound of it. I get all that. But I learned how effective propaganda can be. And let's remember this. Before we go on and talk about more four-year anniversary COVID stuff, let's remember this. The propaganda was heavy. Whenever we bring up COVID stuff, we'll get emails, so many emails from people who have regrets about how they acted back then. You send me all these emails, and it's fine. All these emails are welcome, and they're always anonymous, right? But you send me these emails, Jesse, I got the vaccine. I regret it. I'm so mad at myself. I thought I had to do it to keep my job. Jesse, I did this, and I'm mad at myself. Jesse, I believed the lies at first. Okay. One, salute to you if you never bought it. But two, if there was a time when you bought into all the lies, that was the largest, most expensive propaganda effort in the history of the world. It wasn't a national propaganda effort. It was an international, good point, Chris, an international sustained, Chris brought up the point, sustained, an international sustained propaganda effort. It wasn't like a weekend where they're like, hey, maybe get the vax if you feel like it. It was month after month after month after month of brazen lies, but they're all over the television.
Vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission.
My gut feeling is that this vaccines prevent infection and therefore will prevent transmission.
The vaccine not only prevents people from getting sick, it also prevents transmission of the virus from person to person.
We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
These people all just lied to you. Give yourself some grace if you look back on yourself back then and you're not thrilled with how you acted. We've all got moments like that in our lives. Just know you're ready for the next time, the next propaganda machine effort that's coming. And we're going to do more looking back. We're going to remember these people. I learned to have a lot more distrust of the medical community as well during then. I just did. I did. And obviously, I know there are a million great doctors and nurses still, but I really learned how much of that community is completely bought off. Look, it's really, I really started geeking out on chalk was back then, because along comes chalk. You know, we're faced with all these medical lies, this guy and this guy and this doctor. And along comes this company, chalk, these hardcore anti-communists. And the reason I even got to meet them was because they were so against all the COVID lockdowns. And so was I. It's kind of, we like ran into each other like that. And then I find out how meticulous they are about the natural herbal supplements they sell and the different ways they can combine that for whatever you're looking to improve upon. Chalk is much more than male vitality stacks. I tell you about that because that's what I take, because it makes me feel incredible. But natural herbal supplements, it's what I've chosen for my life now. It is. And COVID was a big, big part of that. The distrust I have in the medical community. By the way, subscriptions, huge discount on subscriptions this month. Chalk.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Natural solutions. Natural solutions. Or, I mean, or you could just stick with the FDA. Remember this video from Project Veritas?
Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. So you can have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet. So you don't want to, like, rile everyone up. The drug companies, the food companies, the vaccine companies, so they pay us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to hire and keep the reviewers to approve their products.
Drug companies, food companies, vaccine companies pay us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to hire the reviewers who will approve of their products. That's not for me. That's undercover video from the FDA. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get to that reckoning. Not so much a reckoning, the ridiculous, insane things you saw. And so much more coming up for the next 2 hours of the Jesse Kelly Show. 877-377-4373. Whatever you want to riff on, plus your insane COVID measures. Next hour. You ready for it? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.